Good afternoon, Texas. For those of you that missed my last little speech, I just wanted to say I'm really appreciative for being here. Thank God above to be with you and to be with the doctors and everybody else that volunteered to come here. I have to do kind of a repeat of my conspiracy theory Jeff Foxworthy show, just for those that didn't get it the first time. I've got some extra ones. Last time we talked about refuse engineers being conspiracy theorists, and we all are. So I've got one for you. If you think your government lies, you might be a conspiracy theorist. If you think the media lies to you, you might be a conspiracy theorist. If you wear a badge and arrest people for a living, you might be a conspiracy theorist. And guess what? If you believe in the Constitution and you believe in this flag and you think somebody's trying to take it away from you, you might be a conspiracy theorist. Conspiracy is a crime by itself, often used as a predicate offense. It's an agreement between two or more people to endeavor a crime, to plan a crime in one step in furtherance. What is a theory? It's what cops call probable cause. So the CIA came up with this term. It's neuro-linguistic programming. It's designed to make us feel like we're going to be excluded from the herd if we have our own independent thought. People are afraid of being outside of the herd. So it's easy to name somebody. You're a conspiracy theorist. I apologize for not introducing myself earlier. My name's Todd Callender, by the way. In my day job, I practice international law. And you'd be surprised how often it happens that criminal law becomes a part of international law. You'd be surprised also how far along this one world government thing is. So I live outside of the United States, and I've had to participate in, how would you describe it, a regulatory burden. Overcoming it. The OECD is the Organization for Economic and Cooperative Development. It is, in fact, the tax and fiscal policy arm of the United Nations. And they have done an amazing job, a regulatory job. They have harmonized everybody's tax laws. They've harmonized everybody's criminal laws. They've put codes on every chemical, every diagnosis. And all of the world is now harmonized. So it makes my job as an international lawyer a lot easier because guess what? What works in this country works in every other country, and it is all done by convention, by UN convention. Which, by the way, happened. The United Nations was formed more or less the same time as the Nuremberg Code or the Nuremberg trials. And I just want to spend a second on Nuremberg principles. I'm sure you've heard about it a little bit before. It arises from the atrocities of World War II, where prisoners were experimented upon, amongst other things. That all happened in 1945. And really what it created was the first principles, the first recognized principles of international criminal law. It also provided for death penalties, capital punishment. One of my colleagues had mentioned that, in fact, some of the doctors that took part in Nuremberg's atrocities were hung, as were people that helped them. So no longer after the Nuremberg Code can you say, yeah, I shot him with a vaccine. I was just doing my job. That doesn't work anymore. And just because you come from a country where the death penalty is not allowed also does not count. Our team, I'm part of the criminal team, not that we are criminals. We are helping people, regular old folks, take apart. So we recognized some months ago, maybe before that, that people were so frustrated they just wanted to do something, anything. They didn't have an outlet. So we came up with this idea that we would write a form criminal complaint, make it form law, that anybody and everybody could download and they could use it for themselves. It's really just a foundational document, but it does list a lot of crimes, and rightfully so, going back to the conspiracy theory as a predicate offense. You can find laws both in international law, meaning UN conventions and international agreements, multilateral agreements, that talk about things as war crimes. Can you wage a war by yourself, or do you need somebody else to do that? Again, two or more people planning a crime in one step in furtherance. Crimes against humanity, that came out of the Nuremberg Convention, or Codex, I guess it's called. Genocide, homicide, attempted homicide, criminal assault, criminal battery, fraud in connection with a major disaster for emergency benefits, and racketeering. All of which effectively require, not all of them, I should say that, most all of them require the predicate offense of conspiracy, that agreement between two or more people. So we wrote out this criminal complaint, and with my colleagues, who I'll introduce you to in a minute, we came up with all of those crimes alleged, complete with extensive evidence. The story begins some years ago with something called the Good Club, where the ultra-elite, supremely wealthy, including Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, sorry for all of you that love Oprah, Warren Buffett, they all got together in New York, and they decided that the world is overpopulated. And you would have seen after that Bill Gates up on a stage, no different than this one, saying, yeah, the world's overpopulated. We got to get that carbon number down to zero. Well, this is the creation, the foundation of what it is we have today. Certainly, they're not the first, but they are all eugenicists. And they openly stated that. So along comes then this biological entity. Funny enough, Event 201. Has anybody heard about that? So that was the practice run. It happened all of 2 months before we had the bioweapon released. So the theory of the case goes something along these lines. Conspirators planned, invented, created a biowarfare weapon in joint collaboration with the Chinese government or some part thereof to purposefully release the COVID weapon to cause terror, economic hardship, depression, false imprisonment, injury, death to the global population, and psychological warfare, all under this word called a pandemic. We call it plandemic. It required complicitors who used their media apparatus for the purpose of public policy, coercion, travel restrictions, employment restrictions, liberty restrictions, all in furtherance of a criminal enterprise, to trick, to coerce, to intimidate, to compel global populations into receiving one or more experimental gene therapy shots. I think you all understand that. These are not vaccines. They're not vaccines by definition, and certainly they are experimental. Going back to the Nuremberg Code, which is patently illegal to say, actually to say nothing at all, right? Informed consent is one of the deals that you have to do. How can you have informed consent when the inserts to the package, I don't know if anybody ever seen that, they pull out the box, the vial comes in and pull out the insert, there's nothing on it. So how can you have informed consent? How can you understand what is in this experimental shot if there's literally nothing at all printed on the paper? They used the experimental gene therapy shots, in addition, for the delivery of nanoparticles, lipid nanoparticles. What is that? If you can imagine, these are atomic-sized delivery devices, and they carry around, I guess it's called proteins, viruses, whatever it is, antigens, designed to make your body react in a certain way. They use nanoparticles to genetically modify, track, record, provide signals intelligence, programming, and complete control over humanity. In completion of the crime, the criminal enterprise is to tag, track, code, rate, measure, restrict, manipulate, dominate, of every person and their rights on this planet. That's the theory of our case. Has anybody ever heard of Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century? Again, going back to international law, multilateral convention. It started really 1994 in the Rio Conventions. We're going to save the planet. save the planet because humans are the cause of all the ills that we have here. Anthropogenic destruction. So out of that climate accord came, again, a series of multilateral treaties, generally known as Agenda 21 and now Agenda 2030. I'm sure you've heard the buzzword, sustainable development. So sustainable development requires, guess what? None of us. We're not sustainable. There are three primary missions, Agenda 21. One, the elimination of private property rights. Communism is what that is. Two, the elimination of borders. You can see that there was mass migration around Europe. We have mass migration happening here. That really means loss of sovereignty, all in furtherance of this one world government that is largely in place as it is right now. Item three is a massive reduction in the world's population. That sure sounds like a plan, a criminal one, in fact. And that's why this is all based on conspiracy. So we, as private citizens, cannot prosecute crimes ourselves exactly. However, for crimes against humanity, there is something called universal jurisdiction. What does that mean? It means the crimes are so heinous, so intolerable to society, that anybody has the right to investigate the crime. Anybody has the right to report that crime. And any court, any law enforcement body, any legislature on the planet has the right to pursue that crime. So we're here as lawyers trying to help people. We created this form criminal complaint, and people have downloaded it more than 12,000 times, so I've come to find. Thank you. We have cases going forward in, as I understand it, South Africa, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and now the Western United States. With two of my colleagues who I'd really like to have come up here, if that's all right, Melissa and Don, wherever you might be. This is where I get into the story about girl power. That's it. Yeah. Notice Dr. Gold is also a lady. Yeah, you can say that's fine. Yeah, because you guys didn't get wired up with the mic, so yeah, it's not very fair. So the three of us really started this whole thing about trying to empower people to do something. And what we found, I think it was you, Melissa, that brought some of the gals in Colorado together.
Yeah, I brought the Mama Bears.
The Mama Bears. That's right. Hell hath no fury than a mama bear protecting her cubs, and that's exactly what happened. So there's a group of women that started in Colorado, and they downloaded this complaint, and they added to it. Dawn, I think you also had a lot of revisions and affidavits, and we supported them to try and create more evidence and to apply it to their local situation, whether that was school boards or some other kind of damage that's happening. Again, it's universal jurisdiction, but to get law enforcement to actually take you seriously, you've got to personalize it to them. Does that include, you know, shedding? I assume everybody knows what that means, where after the inoculated people receiving their body starts producing these spike proteins and prions, they overproduce, and apparently they're contagious. In fact, some of the evidence that we have indicates that that was the plan, that these vaccines are supposed to be contagious. Of course, they're not vaccines. Well, that fits in nicely. How are you being harmed in this county? Well, the inoculated people around me are harming me. They're causing a chance that I would get something I didn't want. That could be an assault or a battery, depending on the law that applies. If I get injured as a result of that and potentially die, you know, whether they knew it or not, some forms of homicide are actually without a criminal intent. So the idea being that these particular complaints included school board members for forcing kids to be harmed, right, wearing their masks. If you're going to come to school, you have to have a vaccine. Nobody has the right to tell you to do that. And if they're doing it with malice aforethought, or at least criminal negligence, then they're culpable under criminal law. So we have a number of them, but my God, it must be a couple hundred by now. It's gotten contagious. The mama bears have all joined together across state lines. They sure have. Sorry?
Comedy.
Was there comedy?
The Running Away.
Oh, jeez. Yes, she's right. Thank you for reminding me. It is comedy. So some of our mama bears yesterday decided, actually it was Thursday, to serve their complaint on the local police office. And funny enough, they didn't want to hear it. So she went the first time she talked to an officer who said, yeah, I don't know. I'm not really in charge. You have to talk to my sergeant. And by the way, this says Weld County instead of Larimer County. Some mix up. Not that it really mattered at all. So she went back home. She fixed the complaint. She brought it back. And the sergeant was waiting for her saying, I don't want to hear your conspiracy theory, lady. Go away. Well, Colorado has a constitutional amendment for victims' rights. And guess what? That sergeant just violated her civil rights. She has a right to file that complaint. She has a right to be heard. Frankly, I think that extends to a right to be validated, which is part of hearing you. So, with that in mind, they went back and regrouped and went the next day. And the chief of police wasn't seeing anybody, wasn't entertaining anybody. So she got a little bit bothered by that because she's a mama bear. And she didn't take no for an answer. And so she hung around, wandered outside. And guess what? The chief of police actually closed the police station, turned off the lights, and left. I wish that this was anecdotal. It is not. We got reports today of very similar things happening. Nobody wants the jurisdiction. The idea was do something locally, right? If we can train, if we can educate our local law enforcement when it comes time for these mandatory vaccines, and they are coming, they will be compulsory if they get away with it, who's going to enforce that? It is your local law enforcement. It could be your local National Guard people. The idea being that if we could file these complaints and in the process of so doing, educate the people who are supposed to carry out that law, guess what? Go back to the Nuremberg Convention. Just doing my job doesn't count. And yet, we have sheriffs, chiefs of police saying, well, you file this with the FBI. Anybody have faith the FBI is going to do their job in regard to this? You might be a conspiracy theorist. So God love the law enforcement who do, and we did get a couple of them filed. The sheriffs were constitutional sheriffs, and we're sure looking for a lot more of that. And I met a doctor here today who's also in law enforcement. Just grateful to make that connection. Grateful to be here with all of you because we need citizen action. It's time to do something. And the criminal law aspect of this is really formed around the rights of speedy trial to accused people. Right, the civil cases, you file them. Oh, you know, they'll get heard at some point. The discovery process could take years. And that waiting game, we're all dead by then. That won't do any good. If, however, we can convince one or more law enforcement bodies to take this seriously, or legislatures, and guess what? Sheriffs in Colorado, at least, they are elected officials. So, Sheriff, do your job or you will lose your job. And that kind of pressure is what we need. And that's the kind of pressure that's starting to happen. And if we can hold our legislatures responsible, if we can hold our elected judges, sheriffs, whoever it is, and the way we do that is by demanding that you will hear us, whether that's in Colorado or any other state, all 50 states, guess what, have victims' rights. So we need to virally, lack of a better word, spread this thought process, spread this mentality that, yeah, we're conspiracy theorists. We love the flag. We love our country. Everybody in every country loves their country and their flag. And we're all in this boat together. So my ask of you is to support us. The criminal complaint is, in fact, downloadable from our sister website. It's actually called Vax Choice, V-A-X-X Choice, altogether.com, VaxChoice.com. And that's where all the downloads are happening. That's where the visits are happening. And as you have the ability to join and help, if you have valuable information to share with us, like the doctor, police officer, please do that as well. we're all here. We're ready to hear it. I know Deanna's in the process of coordinating everything. And if nothing else, go talk to your friends and family.